Hi everyone, this is Maya, and today I am recording a tuning session with the intention to release old programming, old conditionings that don't serve us anymore, and to reconnect to our true self. So this is a group session, and my intention is that my hologram that I have on my table will be anyone that comes across this recording. So it will be addressed as a group session, and I just want you to know that you are safe because you have your own biofield surrounding your body, your own body of energy that protects you from interacting with anybody else's energy that will come across this recording. So just know that it's just you and I, and you will be protected, and in the end of the session, I will also reinforce that protection. So what I will be doing today, I will be addressing all the main chakras. And in this method of tuning with the tuning forks, we also work with, besides the seven main chakras that are well known, the root, sacral, solar plexus, heart chakra, throat, third eye, and the crown. We also work with the hands and the knees and the feet, and also a couple of centers of energy below our feet, about 10 inch, and above our head, above the crown chakra, about 10 inch. So those centers are known to be the Earth Star and the Sun Star, where we connect to the Earth Star below our feet. We connect to the Earth, and we recharge the negative charge energy from the surface of the Earth coming upwards through our central channel in the middle of our body, through up our spine, all the chakras, and it comes out on the Sun Star about 10 inch above the crown chakra, above our head. And through the Sun Star on the top of our head, we receive the positive charged energy from the sun. So that is how we look at our bodies, as our electric bodies, as recharging with a charge from the Earth and from the sun. So that forms the biofield around our body in a toroid shape, like a donut shape, around our bodies, coming out of the Earth Star and the Sun Star and passing through our spine, all the way through the central channel. So we're going to be opening space for the free flow of energy in that central channel and reinforcing the protection around our bodies. Our biofield, usually they measures about 5 to 6 inches away from the body in all directions, and 2 to 3 feet on the top of our heads and below our feet. So we're going to be working today on harmonizing that whole field, and I will address chakra by chakra, releasing old conditionings, and I will be mentioning what could be stuck in each chakra, what kind of energy, what kind of belief that could be stuck in each chakra, so that we can release that and we can reconnect to the truth of who we truly are. So I will ask for you to, you can be laying down, sitting on a chair, as long as you are comfortable and on a receiving mode, it works just as well. And your job is just to have your focused attention and intention on your breathing. You breathe through your nose and you feel your belly and through your diaphragm. So it's like the diaphragm breathing. Feeling your belly, and when you let it go a bit forcefully through your mouth, kind of a deeper breath. And just imagine that breath coming out of your tailbone. You can also imagine going down all the way through your legs to your feet and connecting to the earth, because grounding is a fundamental piece of this method of harmonizing the frequency surrounding your body. So I will invite you to do that with me throughout the session. I will also be doing the same thing to ground myself. And I will also ask you to focus your attention and intention in in the area of your body that I will be working on. I will be letting you know where I'm working on. And so if you focus your intention and your attention in that area, you will be able to feel the energy moving. Some people feel the tingling. Some people don't really feel much in the body, but they have imagery coming up. So I will ask you to be present with me. Try to not drift off so you can be present with me and feel what's going on in your body or what kind of imagery that is coming up. That could be related to the type of energy that you are releasing. So beliefs that don't serve you anymore. So just, yeah, be present with me so you can be aware of what's going on, what's being released. So with all that said, I am going to start by the Earth Star. And I will do a few strikes here. So bring your attention to the bottom of your feet. The Earth Star is located about 10 inches below our feet. See what you feel. Be curious with the session so you can have a good idea of what you are releasing. So you can imagine a rope or whatever resonates for you, a light coming out of your tailbone, of down your feet, and connecting to the earth and releasing any energy that doesn't serve you anymore, connecting you to the energy from the earth, connecting you to the ground, going past the ground, going down all the way to the center of the earth, connecting with Mother Earth's energy. Taking deep breaths are very helpful too, to ground you to Mother Earth. You can bring your awareness to seeing that light coming down from you to the earth and connecting to the roots of the trees and plants and all that knowledge that earth carries underground through all the mycelium passing underground, carrying information from the trees and plants. You can bring your awareness to connect to all that knowledge and wisdom from Mother Earth and from nature. And now I will invite you to bring your awareness into the energy that is coming up from the earth and comes up through your Earth Star, pass through your feet, your knee, and all your main chakras in your central channel of your spine, all the way up to the Sun Star, coming out of the Sun Star, forming the donut shape around your body. Beautiful. All right. So now I'm coming up to the Sun Star above the head, about 10 inches above the crown chakra. And I'm going to do a few strikes here. Also, you can bring your awareness to the top of your head and see what you notice. If you have any visuals or any feelings in your body, it will communicate to you what you're releasing, what is readjusting. This can be a very powerful session to start the process of releasing old conditionings that are not serving us anymore, allowing space for the new beliefs and new habits, healthier habits to be created. So after this session, you can do something similar at home, just bringing your awareness to each chakra, each belief that can be held on that chakra, each type of energy that can be stuck in there, and bring your awareness, just seeing it, releasing and leaving your body, leaving your field of energy, opening up a space for new things to come, healthier habits and beliefs, so that you can co-create your reality coming from a more grounded space and not from old programming that doesn't serve you anymore. Now I'm going to invite you to see the energy coming down from the sun star, coming down all your chakras, down your spine, down your legs and your feet to your earth star, and forming that gannet around your body. Just see and feel a nice free flow of energy on your central channel. All right, beautiful. All right, so I'm going to start by the foot. Our foot chakra is related to supporting oneself and next steps in life. And what can be, I'm going to start columning up from the feet and just releasing, opening space for that energy to release. The type of energy that can be stuck in our foot chakra is about our next steps and where we're headed and how we feel about it. We can be feeling stuck in a toxic or chaotic situation, anything that is not healthy, any type of unhealthy situation can be the belief related to those chakras from the right and left foot. So I'm just columning up from the table where I have my holographic map of all the chakras. Columning up, opening space to release those old beliefs that don't serve you anymore. And I'll invite you to see that happening with me. You can see the energy leaving your body, leaving your foot chakra, opening space for the new, for new beliefs, and reconnect you to your inner wisdom, to your true self, which knows where to go, knows the right next steps to take. You can also invite guidance from your guides if you work with any guides, animal spirits or angels or God or the universe, whatever resonates with you. If you work with guidance, you can ask for guidance here so that you know you are on the right path and eliminate doubts about moving forward. All right, beautiful. Okay, so now I'm going to move up to the knee chakra. And the knee is usually related to following natural inclinations, easily going with the flow of life. And the beliefs that can be stored in the knee, the type of energy is obstacles moving forward, blocked from natural inclinations. It can be challenges with attachment and let it go. We can get too attached to some situations that might not be serving us anymore. And we can have a hard time letting go due to too much attachment. So I'm opening a space in the front of the knee for for those energies to just flow freely and let it go. The knees can be related to trust issues, you struggle with job and relationship. So I'll invite you to take deep breaths with me and just see that free flow of energy coming out of your knees, releasing these old beliefs that are not serving you anymore. We can hold the belief that the greener pasture thinking, the grass is greener somewhere else but under you. So just release that type of belief. Just let it go. You can see it leaving your body, leaving your field. And open a space for the new. For the belief that you can let go. When it's not serving you anymore, you are able to let it go. No attachment. You know you're gonna be okay. You know that there's trust. You can trust yourself. You can trust your inner wisdom. You can trust that the universe got your back. Trust that God is guiding you. Whatever resonates for you, just connect to that truth of yourself. Trust that you are able to follow your natural inclinations. All right. Coming up to the root chakra. And the root chakra is related to our overall energy, sense of security and relationship to being on earth. Our relationship to our tribe. So the beliefs we can hold on the root chakra are the beliefs of unmet needs, no rubber on the road, busyness. It can be holding on to energy of guilt, guilt-driven overdoing, overthinking. Overthinking is a big thing in our society today. There's more lack of trust than would be helpful. There's a lot of overthinking and overdoing coming from a guilt space. So just let it go of all that busyness that we think we have to be human doings rather than human beings. Have to always be distracting ourselves and doing. I can get myself into that space if I don't watch and release those energies. I can definitely get myself to overdo. So just allow those beliefs that you have to do such things to leave your body, leave your field. Just release them. And know that you are fine, just being who you are. No need to overdo or overthink. And connect to the belief that your needs are met. That you are whole as you are. You are created whole and perfect. Beautiful. All right, the next chakra we're going to work on is the sacral chakra, and it is related to intimacy and sensuality, creativity, self-worth, our raw power, and our values. So the beliefs that can block the energy on the sacral chakra can be beliefs of guilt and shame, low self-worth, frustration, disappointment. So just bring your awareness to your sacral chakra, right below your belly button, and just bring your awareness to the release of these energies of frustration and disappointment, guilt. Our society teaches us a lot of guilt and shame, and that's not the truth of who we are. It's just old programming that we get from society, and as kids we take it in as our truth, and it's not the truth. It's not who we truly are. Low self-worth, we get that from family members and society, sometimes the church. So just allow those beliefs to release and leave your body and your field. And so we can open a space for you to reconnect to the truth of who you are. The beautiful being that you are. So worth it. So worth it. Know that it's not your fault. These old conditionings were given to us by society, by our families, and it's all they knew. We are all here trying to do as best as we can with what we know. Once we know better, we do better. So just let it go. See it leaving your body, opening a space for the new. Know that you are perfect, just as you are. So now we're going to go to the solar plexus. Take a deep breath with me. I can feel some tightness here, like holding the breath. The solar plexus is related to self-esteem and personal power, achievements. The old programming that we can hold in this chakra can be related to powerlessness. It's where we hold energy on the relationship with our mother and father. The left side of the solar plexus can hold energy of mother figure or caregiver, our relationship with the feminine when we were growing up. And the right side can be related to the father figure, the masculine energy around when you're growing up. And it can be related to anger. So just take deep breath and allow those energies and those old conditionings to release, to leave your body, to become something new. Allow space for the new beliefs to sink in. Let go of any anger related to father figure or even mother figure. Just about anything. Let it go of anger. Anger doesn't do us any good. We hold on to it thinking that we are doing something to the other person and it's just toxic for ourselves. So just let it go, let it leave your body, let it leave your field of energy, so that it can become something new. And the old programming of powerlessness that we get from our society, sometimes from our families, just let that old conditioning leave, so that you can open space to reconnect to your true self, the powerful being that you are, created perfect and having the whole universe conspiring in your favor. You can bring your attention to your relationship with your father and mother, or father and mother figure in your life, caregivers when you're growing up. And you can intentionally have a healthy relationship to those people, to those type of energy in your life, the masculine and feminine energy of the caregiver when you were growing up. You can intentionally make those relationships healthy. By just holding that intention in your mind, it will affect your behavior, it will affect your thoughts, which will affect the energy around your body. And will result in health in your body, in your mind, in your emotions. All right. So now I'm moving to the heart chakra. Opening space. Bring your awareness to your heart. Open your heart. Have the intention to open your heart for love and forgiveness. The heart chakra is related to giving and receiving love and forgiveness. The right side of the heart chakra can hold programmings and energy of resentment, and one ignoring his own heart, overdoing, helping, over-accommodating. And the left side of the heart chakra can hold energy of despair, beliefs about the world, pain, and sadness and grief, loss, depression. So you can bring your attention to your heart and have the intention of opening your heart and allowing those old programmings to be released. Let go of depression, let go of grief and loss, sadness, let go of those feelings. You can allow them to just flow freely, to become something new, be restored, be recycled. Let go of the feeling of ignoring your own heart and overdoing for other people, over accommodating when that can get on your way. Just let it go. Take a deep breath. Know that letting that go opens a space for the new beliefs, new energy to circulate, where you can connect to joy and happiness. Where you do listen to your own heart, do things that are good for you, and accommodate yourself. Beautiful. All right. Moving along to the throat chakra. The The throat chakra is related to expressing yourself, communication, inspiration, and truth. I will invite you to take a deep breath. Let it go. Opening up your throat chakra so that you can speak your truth coming from a kind and gentle space. The throat chakra can hold on to that which is unexpressed, emotions, creativity, truth, and speaking but not being heard. Arguing or fighting, any belief related to communication, it's linked to the throat chakra. You can have a belief of having a throat filter where you can't speak your truth or not listening to self. So just let it go. Let go of all those beliefs that are not serving you anymore. Open up your throat chakra. Allow communication to pass freely so that you can speak your truth from a loving space and that you can be heard. Connect to your inner wisdom, knowing, have the knowing that you are heard, that what you speak matter. That you have power and freedom to express yourself, express your emotions, your creativity, your truth. Just bring your intention to your throat and have that knowing that your communication is perfect. Beautiful. Deep breath. Okay, moving on to the third eye. Opening up space. The third eye is related to mental processes and directly related to our intuition. The beliefs related to the third eye can be too much worry about the future or regretting and dwelling on the past. So all about not being present in the moment. So you can let go of those beliefs that you don't have to regret or dwell on the past. The past is perfect. Everything that happened carried a lesson with it. And you learn from the lesson and you move on. And it's okay. Remember again that we are all doing as best as we can with what we have, with what we know. And once we know better, we do better. Release the belief that you have to worry and try to figure out the future. I read somewhere that that's even arrogance, because the universe knows better. God knows better. And we just have to allow life force to pass through us. We don't have to try to figure out how the future is going to turn out. We must trust that we are being cared for. The universe got our back. We have guidance. You can call in your guides if you work with guides to help you release those old programming of dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, and just be present. be present in the generous now, the generous present moment that holds all the truth of who we are. Allow space to connect to your intuition so that you know what is the best next step to take. And we go on one step at a time, connecting to our intuition, listening to our bodies. It's always communicating to us if we are on the right path. If you must analyze where, what you're doing, where you're going. We make wrong turns sometimes, and it's always about reconnecting to our intuition to get back on track. And ask your body. Ask your body, what is the right next step? He will show you. It's beautiful. Nice space for the third eye to flow. Nice, healthy energy. Okay. Moving into the crown chakra. The crown is related to our relationship with time, nature, and divine self. So here you can let go of any belief that you have about time. We tend to have this belief, I can catch myself in this belief as well, that I don't have enough time to do all that I want to do. And that's just a belief. Time is an illusion. When we do believe we have time to do what we need to do, we do have that time for sure. So just let it go. Let go of any belief related to time that is not serving you anymore. Any belief related to nature that's not serving you anymore. Most of our society today is so disconnected from nature, disconnected from their intuition, and all of that gets on the way of moving forward to the right direction. We have so many beauty in nature that can guide us. And let go of beliefs related to your divine self, who you truly are. Reconnect to your divine self. Let's open a space up the crown chakra for the truth to come in. That we have all the time in the world to do everything we want to do. And that nature is there to serve us, to support us. Let's bring in the belief to reconnect to Mother Nature. And go out in nature, step barefoot on the ground. It's so re-energizing. And reconnect to your divine self, the truth of who you are, the perfect being that you were created. That knows, you know within yourself all the answers. It's about reconnecting to your intuition so that you can listen and connect to all those answers that you carry within. You are the master of your life. The captain of your ship. That's the belief we want to bring in. And this can be repeated. You can go through this. You can listen to this recording again and again. You can do it as a meditation, as you sit, you can remember chakra by chakra and just release what doesn't serve you anymore related to each chakra and bring in the new belief and reconnect to that belief. Neuroplasticity tells us that the repetition of the same thought creates new neural paths in our brain, which release new chemistry through our body, which create different results. In this case, create health by our thoughts. So you can also reach out so we can do personalized sessions and keep working on those beliefs, keep working on specific blocks that you might be experiencing with the use of sound and the tuning forks to reharmonize, to harmonize the energy of your body, of your biofield around your body. All right, beautiful. I am going to grab another fork now to do a closing sequence. I'm placing it close by the solar plexus. And what I'm going to do, I am going to create a figure eight on top of your body to create the infinite flow of energy so that it doesn't get stuck and it flows nice and beautiful. Okay, and now I'm going to connect your will with divine will. And I am going to ground your Earth Star again so that you can be present in the end of our session and not be discombobulated. So that you can get up more grounded. So you can bring your attention again to the bottom of your feet. Take a deep breath and imagine the energy. Just see the energy coming out on your out breath, going out of your tailbone, your feet, and going down to the ground, connecting you, going down deep into the center of the earth, connecting you to Mother Earth. So that you can be grounded in your truth, the truth of who you are. You are a piece of the earth. You are a piece of Mother Earth. And all that knowledge below the ground, going through the mycelium, through the roots of the trees and plants, it's all the knowledge that belongs to you. You can connect to that knowledge and know the truth of who you are and have trust. Trust in your next steps. That you know what you're doing and that you are guided and protected. All right. Now I am going to build a cocoon of light and love around your body, starting by under your feet and going up side by side like a cocoon on top of your body, up the head and back down. Just light and love to protect your energy centers. Now I will ask you to take a deep breath with me. And there you have it, my friend. I appreciate you listening to the recording and reach out, let me know what you feel different, what you notice. And if you want to keep doing sessions like this, you can reach out. We can do personalized ones. And you can also keep listening to this same session. It's very effective to keep creating the new neural path of the new beliefs in your brain. So you can listen to it as often as you wish, or reach out and we do personalized ones. Let me know how you feel. How did that go for you? Thank you for participating. I appreciate you. Sending you much love and light. I'll see you soon. Bye.